This is shir number two for Daf HaShavua, Daf Lamentes. In Ksuvos, we're on Lamentes and Aleph, about two-thirds of the way down at the Mishnah. HaMefateh no sein shlosha devarim v'ha'ones arba'ah. So Mishnah here is distinguishing between case of mefat, of seduction, case of ones, of this girl who is a nara. So what are these payments? So the Mishnah says like this, HaMefateh no sein boshes upagam uknas. So the mefateh is going to pay, this is to the father of the nara, is going to pay boshes for shame, pagam, which is the depreciation of her value that she is no longer a basula, and knas, and the 50 shekel. Now, what does the ones pay? That's a fourth payment. Most of a love ones, case of rape, adds on the payment. There's the payment of tsar. We remind ourselves we have the five things that are paid generally when it comes to injury. We have nezek, tsar, ripui, sheves, and boshes. So in such a case, this is not the same type of injury. This is, but there is pigam, which is in place of nezek, which is the depreciation of value now that she's no longer a basula. We have boshes. There is tsar in a case of ones, like there would be tsar in a case of chavala. Obviously, there's no ripui necessary, medical bills. There's no shevis. There's no loss because she's no longer a basula. Because of this act, there's no loss of, there's no unemployment to speak of. So, but the payments that we have nonetheless, and then of course, is the knas, that's the additional, that's the 50 shekel. So ask the Mishnah, ma bein ones lemefate. So what's the difference practically between ones and mefate? So one of those things we mentioned already, but there's more. Ones no sein es hatzar, v'ha mefate in ones sein es hatzar. Number one is that for ones you pay for tzar, mefate there is no payment of tzar. Ha ones no sein miyad, v'ha mefate l'chsheyotzi. Another halacha. The ones pays 50 shekel immediately. Why? Because if you look at Rashi, ones no sein miyad, the third wide line, miyad le'avia, afa pisha kotza. Even though he's marrying her and he's obligated to marry, he pays the 50 shekel. Not so when it comes to mefateh. Va mefateh l'chsheyotzi, next Rashi says, now l'chsheyotzi means when if he chooses to divorce her, so then he pays. If he chooses not to marry her, rather, so the mefateh, so there, then he pays the 50 shekel. But if he ends up marrying her, he does not pay the 50 shekel. Lich sheyotzi, says Rashi, parach, atu ishtoi. What lich sheyotzi sounds like, see, I made that mistake also. I said when he divorces her. She's not his wife that he's divorcing her. What does it mean, lich sheyotzi? Umfaresh la, the Gemara will explain, lich shelo yichnos. All it means, sheyotzi means when he decides not to marry her, so then in the case of mefateh, pay 50 shekel. But if he chooses to marry her, there is no payment. As opposed to ones, where there is always the payment of 50 shekel. Dimkansa Eino no sein knas. Why is it so that if you marry her, you don't pay knas when it comes to mefate? Kedichsev mahor yimhareno lo v'ma'ein yimain v'gomer kesef yishkol. So what do you see? He says, when you pay kesef yishkol imain yimain avilisitola. So the father doesn't want her to marry him. So then there's going to be a payment of kesef yishkol. Aval ones ksiv v'nasar chamishim kesef v'losi elisha. Ah, it says you pay 50 shekel, and then, yes, they have to stay, they have to be married, he has to marry her. So the, unless, of course, she doesn't want. But there, the 50 shekel payment, that obligation is mentioned first. So that happens no matter what, whether they're married, they end up marrying or not. So then the Mishnah then continues. Mishnah says, back in the Mishnah, ha'ones, so we're about, 11, 12 lines from the bottom of the page. Ha'ones shoseh ba'atzitzo, v'ha'mefateh imratza lahotzi motzi. So this is the Mishnah describing what we basically just said. The ones has to literally drink his atzitz. Atzitz, usually the word atzitz nukuv, atzitz eno nukuv. We're speaking about a flower pot. We're speaking about a pot, a kli, an earthenware kli. That's what it means. It means he has to drink his kli. Rashi shows about atzitz, the last two lines. Bichli shabachar lo lishtos bo. Klomar, al korcho yisrael, and against his will, he has to marry her. Dechziv, lo yichal shalcha, and he has to stay married to her. So he has to drink. You ended up violating this girl. Now she depreciates in value, and maybe she's going to have difficulty marrying someone else, guess what? You're obligated to marry her and you have to stay married to her. Lo yuchal l'shal chol kol yomav, you can't divorce her. So the ones, he has to drink his kli. He made the mistake, he has to live with it. V'amefate imratza lahotzi motzi. Once again, that doesn't really mean divorce. It means if he doesn't want to marry her, he has the right to do so. Ketzad shosebatzi. So the Mishnah here describes what it means. Too bad on you. So maybe he does want to marry her. So the Mishnah explains. Afilu ichigeres. Even if she's lame. Afilu hisuma. She's blind. Afilu imukashkin. She has some skin ailment. So either way, he has to marry her no matter what. Nimsa dba davar dvar erva. Osha ena ruya lava be Israel. So ena rasha lekaima. That we know. Shana amar velosia le isha isha ruyalo. It has to be someone who he can stay married to. Because obviously, if there's an erva, this is an erva, or she's not the ruler of Israel, let's say a mamzer. So, of course, he's not permitted to stay married to her. That is an exception to the rule. Ask the Gemara, Tzar Demai. So when we speak about onus, we said tzar, you have to pay for tzar. So the Gemara wants to know, what kind of pain is he paying? So the Gemara says, Amar Avu Dishmuel, tzar is shechavata al gabe karka. The pain is the difference between onus and mefata. The pain that you're paying for onus that mefata does not have is the pain of being literally her being thrown on the ground for it when he violated her. So says the Gemara, Maskevela Rabbi Zera Elamiata Chabata Al Gabe Shiroi Nachi Nami Depater. Really, that's the pain? And what if he rapes her, but throws her onto, has a mattress, has a silk, literally, has the ground is soft. And so therefore there's no pain. You're going to tell me she's going to be putter? Obviously not. V'chite machinami, if you want to say no, maybe it's so. Maybe if you don't have that physical pain or throwing her onto the ground, maybe you would be putter. V'atanya, v'shimim nihudome. I'll show you it's not so. Mishurim v'shimon. Ones eno mishalim es atzar. And today we turn to Amid Beis. Why doesn't ones, according to Rabbi Shimon, this is Rabbi Shimon's opinion, that Onis does not pay for Tsar. Why? Against our Mishnah. Because eventually she's going to be uncomfortable anyway, Tachas Bala, when she gets married. So top Rashi, V'ichi b'dal gabei karkahu. And if you're going to tell me that the pain we're speaking about is being thrown on the ground physically, V'ichi sofa lechabet al gabei karka Tachas Bala, is that what's going to happen when she gets married and when he consummates the marriage? Obviously not. The pain we're speaking of course, is the rupturing of the basulim. And that's therefore, obviously it's not chavata al gabei karka. So because otherwise, Rabbi Shimon's halacha that onus doesn't pay tzar because so far is litzdali de bala. Obviously, the tzar we're speaking of is the besulim and not anything else. So the Gemara therefore says, and Amru lo, and the Chacham obviously respond to Rabbi Shimon in this brisa, Eino doma nevelis ba'ones, the levenelis baratzon. You can't compare someone who has bia ba'ones to one who has bia baratzon. If it's baratzon, yet it's uncomfortable. But by ones, where it's she's being forced, obviously it's different, and therefore the Chachamim believe that there is going to be, as our Mishnah says, there is payment for tzar, because we'll call that tzar, because it's not being done baratzon. Either way, we've proven that that the tsar is not chapat al gabe karka. So the Gemara says, Ela amar Rav Nachman, amar Rav Avua, I'll tell you what the tsar is. Tsar shel pisuk haraglayim. The tsar that we're speaking of is the tsar literally of separating the legs. That is the pain that we're speaking of, that tsar that you pay for from her comes to ones, which Mefata doesn't have because she's seduced. The Gemara thinks at least at this point. V'cheinu omer v'atefasiki esra aglayich l'chol over pasuk in Yecheskel, where it says that literally you separate your legs to anyone who passed by. This is referring, of course, to the Jewish people who are unfaithful or who are who are unfaithful to Hashem, and they're worshiping Avodah Zarah, as we have many of the metaphors in Yecheskel. Ask the Gemara, if it's about Pisuk Raglayim, that's not only for Onis. Iyachi Mefuta Nami, a girl who's seduced, so eventually she's willing. But at that point, as Pisuk Raglayim, she was not at the very beginning, and that's uncomfortable, Pisuk Raglayim, and therefore that itself, he should have to pay for the Tsar as well in case of Mefate. So Amar Rav Nachman, no. Mashal de Mefuta Lemahadavadome La Adam Sha'amar Lachavero Krashi Ra in Shalivihi Pater. Now very different. It's uncomfortable, but it's no different than someone who says, rip my clothing and you'll be putter. You're really not supposed to do that, but if he gives you permission, so that's okay. The same thing would apply here, and therefore, since she's willing, so therefore there's no payment of tsar for pisak ragayim when it comes to mafuta. Says the Gemara, sheli davuninu. What do you mean? What were you comparing this to? Okay, so you know what a mashal mafuta is like someone who said, rip my clothing, shiroin sheli, and you'll be putter. This is not her. This is not her clothing. This is not figuratively. This is the money's not going. The exemption here is not about her. It's about the father. So it says the Gemara, davu aninu, belongs to the father. Look at Rashi. Sheli bitmiya, second line. Davu dahachol kol shvach nuurin yafin lekaman leavia. We'll learn later on that all profits of when she's an aro go to the father. The hand payments. The hechi cholam kol. She can't be mochel on that. So the Gemara, so therefore we have the same problem. If you want to tell me that Mufut, first you tried Chavot al Gabi Karka, it's clear from Rabbi Shimon's statement that can't be the Tsar was speaking of. Because the Tsar clearly is something that she's going to experience later. Says the Gemara, okay, must be Tsar of Pisuk Raglaim, the separation of lunch. That applies to Mufut as well, and she can't be Mochel on that payment to the father. So what on that pain? So says the Gemara, a new possibility. Ella Amar of Nachman Amar Rabavua Pikos Shebohen Omros Mifuta Elatzar. So the smart ones, the ones who have full faculties amongst the women, they say that a Mifuta has no tsar. So what is the Gemara saying? The Gemara is saying that in Achinami, the tsar we're speaking about is Pisak Raglaim. It is. You'll tell me, what about a mafuta? So no, the women say that a mafuta doesn't have that tsar of separation of the legs. Says the Gemara, v'ha'kol chazina d'isla, but we see that she does. And in fact, that's why the Gemara even asked that question to begin with. So, Amar Abaye. So the Gemara says no. Why it's not necessarily so. Amar Li A, my mother told me, but you know which is Abaye's nursemaid. Kimaya chamime al reisha dekarcha. The pain that a woman experiences here in the spreading of her legs is not something that's very significant at all, and therefore we don't have to worry about it when it comes to mufuta. What's that? It's kemaya chamima reisha dekarcha. It's like hot water that's being poured on a bald head. Rava Amar Amar Li Bas Rav Chizda, which is his wife. He married his daughter Rav Chizda. Ki Rivda de Kosilta. It's like Rashi says, Rivda, first in line, Nikur, the puncture, making a piercing. Kusilta is Kli Uman. Make his. It's the Kli that a bloodletter uses. So all it is like making a puncture of a bloodletter. That's the pain, not that uncomfortable. Rav Papa, Amali Bas Abasura, Bas Abasura, his wife said to him, you know what it's like? Akinama Akushe Bechinche. It's like bread or hard bread, hard nam akusha. It's hard bread, Bechinche, on a person's palate. So since it's not that uncomfortable, so when it comes to mafuta, we know there's nothing to talk about. When it comes to the ones case, so then the tsar then indeed has significance. So if you look back on Amud Aleph, Amud Tes, Amud Aleph, Tosfos is just troubled by the following. Tsar demai, meaning the Gemara is going through this whole discussion trying to figure out what the tsar is, and it seems to be completely ignoring what the obvious tsar is. And of course, then that is the rupturing of the basulip. So Tosus wants to know why that's not even, that's not an issue. That's not discussed. Why should, and then the Gemara even concludes that it's Pisuk Raglayim, which applies to the Ones and not the case of Mefata. Says Tosus, Kashaluri, Demai Kami Baile, what kind of question is this? The Chilo Yada Hashas, Sheesh Tsar Gadol of Basulip, Bibir Rishona, the Kamakatano Scholos Mizetzi, very uncomfortable. Literally come sick from it. So Tosus answers like this. Venir Luri, three lines from the bottom. Ditsar bi'ila mishum tavas tashmish, eno ba bishas tashmish. el acharkach. So he says like this. We're not ignoring the fact that there is pain during this time period, during Tashmish, but that is clearly not the tsar. And the reason for that is the following. Because we don't, the pain is not from the Tashmish itself. Let's say, as we're discussing Chabot al Gabe Karka, or Pisuk Raglayim, El Acharkach, that comes, that pain comes afterwards. The Chaltzara Chabala de Mechayev, Hainu Oso Tsar Chabala Bishas Chabala. When we're discussing here tsar, you have to compare the case of Ones, you have to compare it to regular cases of injury. How does it work? So someone punches someone in the face, it's the pain of at that very moment. So then we have to be discussing that type of chavala. But what happens here? So the tashmish happens. Avamasha lo acharkach niftar. What happens afterwards you putter from? Meaning what happened? This tashmish, she's ma'anis the girl, and that could be, that's not painful at that moment, but it's only after the tashmish is officially over, de grama ba'olmahu. That's grama, yes, after the tashmish, you'll tell, okay, so now she feels uncomfortable. But that would only be called grama. Hilkach ba'i tsar demai. And therefore the Gemara wants to know, the Gemara inquires, and correctly so, what is the tsar? And therefore the Gemara offers the two possible answers, which concludes that it's pisuk raglaim, which applies to ones, and not to mefateh.